We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? So, guys, with a fifth-round pick here, actually, their fifth-round pick here, the Indianapolis Colts are selecting Anthony Gold, wide receiver out of Oregon State. Definitely an interesting one here, Cody. There was a lot of wide receivers still available when Indianapolis was on the board for this pick, but we're starting to get to that point where there's a majority of these wide receivers are not going to be day one starters, but Indy found a loophole in this where Anthony Gold, who is definitely an undersized wide receiver, more of that 5'9", 5'10", area, and only 175, 180 pounds, but this guy is an athletic freak. 4.39, 40-yard dash time. In the last two seasons, Cody led the NCAA in punt return and return yards per return. In 2022, had over 18 yards per return, and in 2023, 16 and a half per return. So, and actually, Next Gen Stats had him as the fourth most athletic wide receiver in this entire draft class. So now Indy has two of Next Gen's top five highest graded athletes at wide receiver. So Indy, you may not see a lot of this guy on the field on the offense, not a lot there, but as far as getting your overall return guy, I think we just got the best one.
Yeah. And so RAS score 8.87, Derek, pretty much everything outside of obviously the height and weight. So, you know, him being what, 5'8", 175 pounds. So smaller guy. That is the only really knock on him is just his size. He's got pretty much elite traits all across the board. We're talking about the speed, 40-yard, 20-yard, 10-yard, doesn't matter. They're all elite in that elite category. Vertical and broad, same way. Elite shuttle, three-cone is good. So, yeah, you're right. You talk about just an athletic guy, another guy that immediately, Derek, can come in and help you in terms of the return game, right? And that's something you've needed, right? Because we've talked about a couple guys that have done some returns for you the last couple years, Dallas Flowers, Isaiah Rodgers, even Josh Downs last year. Ideally, you don't want Flowers and you probably don't want Downs to be returning kicks and punts. So yeah, you throw in Gold here who, you know, will have a role, I think, from day one. He'll be a special teams guy, which I think is great. And obviously the traits, the speed and things like that, the athleticism definitely help out in that department. But I think definitely getting the best returner, arguably in college football over the past two seasons, makes a lot of sense for Indianapolis. And we talked about it a little bit prior to day three. I said I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts went back to wide receiver just because, you know, you could potentially throw in another guy to compete with Ashton Doolin, potentially replace Ashton Doolin eventually. And so even if he is that number six wide receiver this year, having a guy that can be kind of that return guy, I think is very valuable. And he can do a little bit of everything. And you think you could still, as a receiver, mold him into what he could become as well because you got some of those traits that you really like. I mean, obviously, I know it's not the same type of thing. But, I mean, remember Josh Downs, his RAS score was good across the board last year except for that height and weight, similar to Gold here. And so I'm not saying he's going to have a Josh Downs impact. I don't think that's the case. But I think it is a good pick for Indianapolis because it definitely helps you immediately in your special teams, which we know we've been big proponents of saying, hey, special teams matters. That's a big deal. And gold will definitely have an impact from day one. And I think that's definitely a thing. And there's some upside at receiver as well.
Yes.
If needed. Right. And you can develop. And obviously just giving Reggie Wayne was obviously super pumped about getting gold, adding another weapon in here for Anthony Richardson and just more explosion to this offense. And, you know, now the Colts have two of the top five most explosive wide receivers in this draft. And Ballard wasn't kidding when he said he wanted to add some explosion to the offense. He's certainly done that.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot more. You mentioned it. Reggie Wayne excited for this one. And, I mean, there's even more to this receiving option than what I originally was stating. I mean, obviously, this guy's not going to be a starter for you. But he did average 16 yards per reception last year as a wide receiver, which is actually more yards per catch than what Adonai Mitchell did at Texas. So
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This guy was one of the better wide receivers in college football at yards per reception. So this guy, he has explosiveness written all over him. Every time he touches the ball, he is a threat to make a big play happen. And that could be something for, you know, if you wanted to run particular packages in the offense, you know, having a guy out there with that kind of speed, having a 4.39 40-yard dash really helps you being that elusive, being that quick. So that definitely opens some more things up for you. What exactly his role will be, again, we mentioned he most likely is going to be that special teams guy. You said it before. We don't want to have Josh Downs returning kicks. You don't want to be doing that. And then on top of it, you know, Dallas Flowers, who is now, you know, you're hoping can go into an extensive role as a corner on this team. And just coming off of that injury, you don't want him to have to be returning kicks all the time. And with these new rule changes where these guys are going to be so much closer to you now returning kicks and, you know, even if you're returning punts, you know, having a guy like this that is known for scoring touchdowns in college and getting good yardage on most of his returns, that's a very good thing to have for you.
Yeah, so I just wanted to pull up the stats from last year for him for gold here. So 44 catches, 718 yards, you mentioned 16.3 yards per catch, and two receiving touchdowns. And so definitely a big play guy. When you get the ball in his hands, you throw it to him, he definitely makes some things happen, and that explosion is nothing to balk at. And I love his confidence, Derek, saying every time I touch the ball, every time I go back there to return, I'm going to score. I love that type of confidence from him. He certainly showed that. I mean, in the East West Bowl game, the Shrine Bowl game, he returned a punt for a touchdown. So this guy's got explosion written all over him. He's got upside written all over him. And really the biggest knock on him is the size. That's really it.
Yeah.
But definitely a guy that has a lot of elite traits you like. So if you're Shane Steichen, if you're Reggie Wayne, this is a guy I'm sure Reggie was salivating at in these later rounds. So definitely think it fills a need for the Colts in the immediate. But could he have some upside as a receiver? We shall see on that. It'll be interesting to see what his role is here in year number one. And if the Colts can get some more explosion at that position, I really do feel like, Derek, that'll be something really positive for their special teams. So, guys, let us know your thoughts here on the Indianapolis Colts going back to wide receiver. Double dipping here in the draft, taking Anthony Gold here out of Oregon State in the fifth round. Derek, we know how much Chris Ballard raved about this wide receiver class. Now he's taken two guys out of this class. Mm-hmm. So we shall see how the rest of the draft goes. But guys, let us know your thoughts in the comments down below. But that'll do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, guys, go Colts.